Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up, DC MDVA? We are the Junks. We're coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team today. I am Cakes, at Money Metal Cakes on your Twitter. I'm joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Good morning. He's at EB Junkies. Also joined by Jason Bishop.
Good morning, fellas.
What is up? What is up, my friend?
What's up, Cakes?
The boys behind the glass checking in, getting the show up and running from D.C., so we always appreciate their efforts. Lots to get to on the show today, but the first thing we're going to touch on, and we'll talk about this in more detail later. JP just posted on his Twitter, I want to say within the last couple of hours, the news that his mother passed yesterday. Mm-hmm. Mrs. Flame was in the hospital for a few days, maybe a couple of weeks, and he had to leave the show at some point yesterday because the hospital called and said, you need to get down here, you know, pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
Things turned for the worse, and she passed at some point yesterday. I want to say late morning, early afternoon. So our condolences, obviously, our thoughts, prayers. You know, we've known Mrs. Flame for, Eric and I have known her for 45-ish years. Yeah, I mean,
47 years.
I mean, Eric grew up right across the street. I grew up right down the block. Mm-hmm. Jason's known her for a long time as well. A big loss. Obviously, JP's not here tending to things, so... we'll talk about it more throughout the show later.
We don't want to belabor, you know, and like drag this on, but we just want more people that are listening. You know, 6 a.m. our audience is pretty much the producers,
right?
So we want to wait until a few more people are tuning in, and then JP, I know, specifically asked me to say some things, and I jotted some things down, but I want to say it at 7. I'm sure Cakes and Jason have some things they want to say too. So
right,
mm-hmm. We'll do that at around 7 o'clock.
Okay.
So thoughts and prayers definitely go out to JP, though.
It's a rough time, man. It's a rough time.
Yeah, it's not good, man.
For a lot of people.
And, I know. I think I saw the Joe B. Did Joe B. lose his mom and dad or one of them recently?
Believe his mother passed both gone. Recently.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I want to say his mother passed within the last week. I don't know the exact date, but I saw something on social media. I know he mentioned it on the Capitals broadcast earlier in the week. So thoughts to Joe B., too. Thinking about you.
It's never easy when you lose a parent, right? It's pretty tough.
Yeah.
So
the problem is we're getting to this age where our parents are, you know, my mom died young, but so did Eric's dad. Mm-hmm. But we're getting to that age where, you know, we're 50, so our parents are in their 70s and some 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just getting to be that time, you know. Things start breaking down on people when they get to that age and things go wrong. COVID doesn't help.
Yeah, it's a nightmare.
Yeah, it's absolutely.
But it's the way the world works, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it just sucks.
I know.
Is there anything else going on? I saw that the Wizards. I didn't even know the Wizards were playing.
Playing out on the West
it was
Coast.
Such a blur. Yeah, they pull off the another W.
I mean, Russ.
Here's the thing. We talked about them when they were We talked about them early part of the year when they were struggling. Obviously.
Right.
Then we talked about them when they were going through the COVID stuff. We killed them for weeks. Then they got on that hot streak where they won 7 out of 10 and they beat some teams we didn't expect out on the West Coast. And now They're back on a little mini win streak, 4 out of 5, and they've pulled to within a game of that 10 seed. So now I guess, you know, there's about a month left in the regular season, exactly a month. Yeah, maybe they do have a run in them to make the playoffs, although at a 9 or 10 seed, you don't expect much. But last night, Russell had another trip dub. It's number 24 on the year. He's really had a great year.
That's a crazy stat. I mean, think about all those trip dubs.
We killed him in the first, you know, 3-4 weeks because his percentage was down and his turnovers were up. But, man, Cakesy, he has really had a good year.
Yeah, and well, he puts up numbers. I was killing him, too, for the shooting. But, I mean, at some point you have to get past the shooting if he's putting up trip dubs all the time and the turnovers. I mean, that's something you're just going to have to live with.
Right.
He gives them opportunities to win games. He keeps them in games. And it's hard for him to do it without Bradley Beal. If Bradley Beal is missing or is playing in a reduced capacity, it's tough for Russ to do, you know, to handle that load all by himself. But he's playing at a super high level, and he's keeping them semi alive for a grasp or shot in the playoffs. Yeah. I'm not really. I know that's more JP's thing, and I think he brings it up sometimes just to tweak me. But he's keeping them somewhat relevant, which is all you can ask for at this point.
Eric, here's a crazy stat. Think about this. Mm-hmm. All right, he's essentially the point guard. All right, point guard, two guard, whatever. He has led the Wizards in rebounding and assists in 15 of the last 16 games.
Right. I mean, it's crazy.
That's just nuts. It's a nutty stat.
I mean, where are the big guys?
Yeah, what are they doing? Yeah, what's Lopez doing? What's Rui doing?
Well, they're letting a 6'5 or 6'4.5 point guard gobble up all the rebounds.
15 out of 16 in rebounds and assists. Not just rebound, and assists.
Right.
I'll be honest. If I were a big on the Wizards, I might get kind of lazy and think, well,
Russ has got this.
I don't need to run it down. Why do I need to box this big sweaty guy out when Russ is going to grab the board? Now, Scott Brooks is going to get pissed when he sees me not giving full effort. But I don't know. Maybe that's in the back of some of those guys' brains. I don't know.
I'll tell you what. I am I told you this is the first time I've ever I've been out on the Wiz just like completely. I don't care. In fact, I hope they lose. But I am in on Bradley Beal staving off Steph and Giannis, okay,
for the scoring title.
I'm in on that, okay? Right? And he's now down, and Brad started out at a torrid pace, right, which obviously wasn't going to be able to keep up. So he's down to 31 points per game, which is still ridiculous, okay? But he's about a half point ahead of Steph, and he looks like he's a couple points ahead of Giannis, so he may be able to hold him off. That is the battle that I'm going to watch down the stretch.
Is it?
Yes. I don't care if they lose every game. I don't care if Brad goes 2 for 40 every game. I want him to find a way, get to the line 20 times in. I want him to find a way to end the season as the you know, points leader.
Score, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's another crazy stat is Steph Curry and how hot he's been. He's in the month of April, fellas, he's averaging 40 a game.
Right.
And he just had 42 last night. They beat Oklahoma City 147-109. I mean, Oak City just didn't show up. But he's hit he hit 11 threes last night. Here's just another nutty stat. He's shooting 46% from three-point land in the month of April.
Yeah. That is sizzling hot.
That's 7 games. And he's averaging 40 a game, and he's shooting 46% from behind the arc. And he's just on another torrid pace. So it might be tough to hold him off the way he's shooting the ball.
Yeah, in his last 10, let me see, 7 games played, he's averaging 38.4 points per game.
Yeah.
Brad's got to step it up.
I guarantee you he knows where he stands.
Oh, yes, he does.
In the scoring leader deal. So yeah. Brad's got some work to do.
And
he's not going to be able to just cruise in.
They play each other in a few days, maybe a couple weeks. The Wiz have 4 consecutive games at home, including the Warriors. So that'll be one of those little mini matchups within the game.
That's going to be a points-a-palooza. They probably can't set the total high enough for a Warriors-Wizards game.
Yeah,
I thought the Wizards-Kings would score more than they actually did last night. I thought they would have put like 245 or 250 up. They put up a paltry, what was it, 234?
Yeah.
I'm guessing that was an under for them. I don't know what the posted total was, but.
Yeah, that's a good question. I didn't see it. It's probably pretty close.
That might have been like 236 and a hook, 238.
Pretty close. It might have gotten over by a bucket. Yes, 234. But some of the numbers are just crazy in the NBA right now.
Yeah.
And Doncic had a crazy leaner three at the buzzer last night.
That was ridiculous.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet.
Grayson Allen missed a free throw. Actually, he missed two free throws. They're up two. Memphis is up two with 2.8 to play. Grayson misses both free throws. Grayson actually had a good game, but he missed two free throws that would have sealed it. Dallas gets the rebound, calls timeout. Of course, they throw it in at half court, and Doncic just a leaner three at the horn to win it.
I wouldn't even say it's a leaner three. He stumbled and was about to fall on his face.
I mean, I didn't even
literally threw it.
I can't even believe it went in. I can't even believe it went in.
Oh yeah, I just saw it was like a running one hander at the 3-point line.
Yeah,
yeah, falling forward. That guy's a freak.
Yep.
What is he about 23? I mean, he's young. Young, right?
He's a youngin.
Hey, you mentioned Grayson Allen. He's not still tripping people, is he? Like he did back at Duke. He's not doing his dirty play thing in the NBA, is he?
Every once in a while.
Oh, he does? He's still doing that bit?
He doesn't get the benefit of the doubt very often.
He hasn't outgrown that bit yet?
Not really, yeah.
That's going to get him punched in the face at some point.
He seems to play in relative anonymity, right, Grayson Allen?
I mean,
even though he's playing okay? I mean, just like weird.
He gets like seventh or eighth man type minutes. I know he's dealt with some injuries this year, too.
Yeah. But, yeah, there was some crazy. Then, of course, the Nats played a day game. Not sure if you guys watched it, but it was a 1:15 start, and Joe Ross was on point.
Ross is killing it in his first two starts.
Zim hit a bomb.
It's good to have Zim on the show the day after he hits a bomb, right?
That's right. Yeah. No rest for the weary, by the way. They have to just get on a plane, come back home, and boom, four-game series against the D-backs at Nats Park starting today.
I hope he's thought of his walk-up song.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Well, I mean, he has had a lot of time on planes of late to think about it, some time with his thoughts.
Yeah, plus, you know, every time, like, Josh Bell plays or whatever, he can just sit there and think about his walk-up, what he wants it to be.
Yep.
What kind of music do you think he's into? Do you think he's, like, a classic rock guy or...
I think he might kind of be all over the map. I mean, we saw him at the OAR show a few years ago. He clearly likes those fellas. I know he likes country. I think he's mixed in some hip hop and some of his walk up music.
Yeah.
I think he dabbles. Eclectic. He dabbles.
All right, it's good. He sounds like me.
That's right.
You never know. He could surprise you.
He could.
No he way might he have, picks like.
He might have a guilty pleasure or two on his playlist, too. He doesn't want anybody to see.
What if he picks like a Katy Perry song or something? That's just not going to happen, is it, Katy?
It probably won't happen, but at least earlier in her career. So many hits from her.
Yeah.
Many massive, just huge hits.
Yeah, we'll find out. Hopefully he's got a good one.
What time is that? Is that like in the 9 o'clock hour or something?
9:20.
9:20. Valdez just messaged me and reminded me, said we should do it like we did with Lev and take suggestions and then vote on it.
The vote off.
Right, but I think he just I wanted to say that to him last week, but he just wanted to kind of do his own thing, remember? He said, "Let me just think about it and he'll have one for us."
Well, so we'll try to pin him down.
Let's see if he waffles.
And if he does if he's still non-committal, then maybe we put it to a vote. Then maybe we get three or four tunes that he's kicking around and we'll drag it out for an entire month like we did with Coach Laviolette before eventually we settled on what I think's a winner. Mr. Roboto from Styx.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a great one.
It's a really
good
one.
It's a great one for Labs. Yeah,
and, Cake, speaking of Coach Lav, we have Backy on today as well.
Nicholas Backstrom is scheduled for 7:40. And not only do we have Nicholas Backstrom, it's actually Nicholas Backstrom Appreciation Day here on 106.7 The Fan. We've got special Caps guests throughout the entire day. So here's your lineup. As you mentioned, Nicholas Backstrom making his first ever appearance on the Junks. That's coming up at 7:40. Mm-hmm. Alan May will be on an hour later at 8:40 with the Junks. Uh-huh. Then you move into Beamish and Finley at 11:30. Craig Lachlan is going to join the boys. And then Caps GM Brian McClellan is on with Beamish and Finley at 12:45. Then you move to the next day part, Grant and Danny. 4 p.m., Joe Beninati joins the fellas. At 4:30, Alex Ovechkin on with Grant and Danny. So if you're into the Caps, you just leave it on 106.7 The Fan all day long, and you're just going to be inundated with amazing Caps content here on The Fan.
Now, we have to be ready for Backy because he's a pretty dry guy, right? We have to be, we just have to have the heavy artillery ready, a ton of questions lined up.
Well, Cakes actually texted me this morning.
I did.
Before you know, I came on the show, and he said, I got
I've
got 12 questions.
So I've got a good number of questions.
I said,
here
maybe
for,
I have one,
Nikki.
So I'll just let you run with it if you've got 12.
I've got a good amount of questions for Nikki.
Yeah.
No, but I think we have to be ready because, you know, I don't think he's the most loquacious guy in the world.
He's been doing the media rounds. I've seen he's been doing the media rounds for this 1,000th game that he's appearing in later tonight. So yeah, I think he'll be able to, you know, expand.
He'll rise to the challenge.
I think so. Yeah.
I think it's on us though. I think it's on us.
Of course,
it's always on us.
Yeah, we're the hosts. Yeah. It's got to be on us.
It's always on us.
We heard a lot. I got a lot of messages yesterday saying that we left out Avicii when talking about his walk-up music today. That we need to be playing Avicii, and we slept on that.
Because
he's probably the most famous musician from Sweden.
Would not have known that.
We got stuck on ABBA.
Yeah.
ABBA, we got stuck on a Whitesnake, his,
well, I tried
his goal song.
I tried throwing in Roxette, but you guys just, you're haters.
So I think we should finalize it, like, now, like an hour plus before he shows up. Do we know what we're playing? Are we going to play some Avicii? Are we going to play, like, a club banger?
Well, you guys like, here we go, or here I go again. Or whatever it was.
That's, I mean, I think he'll appreciate it.
I'm partial to that, but if you want to make him feel comfortable and play a song by one of his countrymen, I'm fine with that too. You know, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out as we go.
What if we play like three songs for him?
That's a terrible bit.
His country.
No, we have to settle on one at some point before he shows up. But again, it's Nicholas Backstrom Appreciation Day here on 106.7 The Fan. He will play in his 1,000th game tonight as a Washington Capital as the Caps host the Sabres. There's a big pregame ceremony set up for him, but he's going to be on the show with us at 7:40 before all of that transpires. And it's Nick Backstrom Appreciation Day. Alan May is on the station, Craig Lachlan, Caps GM Brian McClellan, Joe Beninati, and it's capped off by Alex Ovechkin on with Grant and Danny. So you don't want to go anywhere today. Lots going on here on 106.7 The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is this a Tiesto banger that you're coming back with, Cody Betts? Is that what we're listening to here?
This is Avicii. This is who you guys were just talking about.
Avicii. Okay.
Avicii.
I feel like I should be wearing like a black like button-down shirt. It's too tight. and like have a glow stick and be in a club at this point.
Is this his most popular song there, Cody? Avicii?
It's one of them. I've got another one already queued up ready for him, if that's what we're playing.
Now, Avicii is just like a DJ, right? So he's not like singing.
Well,
right.
Am I wrong? He was a DJ.
He's the one that killed himself?
I don't know if it was suicide. I thought it was a drug overdose, but I'm not quite sure.
But he wasn't a singer.
No, DJ.
Is he the one that did the Rick Snyder's "I'm the Man, I'm the Man"?
No, that's Aloe Black.
Right, but Aloe Black did it with a DJ.
Oh, maybe it was Avicii. I'm not quite sure.
And again, I've said this many times over the years. We are in the lower compensated range of DJs.
Yeah, like we're in the wrong DJ business.
We made the wrong decision. Like we should have learned to spin records and to host big parties and get paid $1 million a week to do a residence in Las Vegas. Because the guys who are at the top of the game in the DJ game
are killing it.
Are crushing it.
I know, but they're good at it. I don't think we would be good at it.
I never said we'd be good at it.
So we couldn't charge $1 million.
It's kind of like anything.
Hours.
If you're good at it, you'll get compensated, generally.
That's
unless
correct.
You're like good at like pottery. And hard to kill it, in that industry.
We get compensated fine. I'm not complaining. Well, maybe a little bit. But stacked up against the Avicii's and is it Steve Aoki? I mean, I don't really know the game, but
The guys that make like $100 million a year.
Marshmallow. Marshmallow. Wears a big old mask on his head. Nobody knows who he is.
I don't even know who you're talking about.
Making millions. Come on,
Jason.
Yeah,
there's some dude named Marshmallow that kills it. Yeah.
Come on.
Come on, Jason. You got to get with the times.
I don't know any of these people. I really don't. I know they're rich. I just don't know them.
What's Steve Aoki's bit, Kate?
I know Steve Aoki's bit. I don't know if it's at the end of his set or the middle. I don't know when it happens. But he takes a big, giant sheet cake, and he heaves it out into the audience. Right, that's his bit.
And someone gets butt sized. He gets smashed in the face with it.
Correct.
They're
Come
kidding.
On, DJ Cakes is very hip over here. I know things.
What a clown!
You thought I wouldn't know that, right?
You're right. I didn't think you would know that.
That's an upset right there. Big time upset.
Yeah. Cakes, did you know it's open line Thursday?
I did know it's Open Line Thursday. I was well aware of that. And I'm also aware that Open Line Thursday is sponsored.
By Window Nation.
Yes, it is.
Searching for new windows and doors, search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time, installed by experts to last forever. Window Nation for your home because it's where you live. Tons of stuff to talk about. Of course, we're going to talk about JP's mom in half hour or so. But until then, there's a lot of stuff to get into. You know, whether it's the Nats from yesterday, the Caps, a big game tonight, obviously, for a couple different reasons. Wizards on a roll. Always talk mock drafts if you want.
Getting close, man. We're about officially 2 weeks away, right?
It's the 29th. 2 weeks away, correct.
Yeah. And coming up at 8 o'clock, we're going to break down a lot of the potential Washington football team names that we've seen bandied about over the last few hours online.
People were sending me those last night, those emails that were going out to, I guess, the season ticket holders.
Right.
Gross. Dude, Washington football team might be in play.
Might be the best one.
It might be in play, man.
Look, I know we'll talk about it more later, but if people really wanted Washington football team, the best way to make it look good is to set it next to a bunch of really bad potential names.
Yeah. What was one of them? Like the Bayers or something? Or Aberyears or something? There was one that was bizarre.
Was it Aviators or
no, something
different?
Yeah, it was like the, I don't know. I saw two different email lists that went out. I don't know how many in total went out, but it was like the A-bays or Bay. I don't know what the hell it was. I didn't even know the word.
You can't even remember what the word
was.
You
gotta be kidding me. Yeah, I mean, it's really, really bad. But yeah, I think you're right. Maybe that's just a play,
right?
And a smart play to set them up for something that we've gotten used to,
right?
Which is Washington football team. Let me see if I can find it here. There's the Wayfarers. You mean
Wayfair?
That's a horrible name. Wayfarers,
you mean like the company. Wayfair?
Yeah, like where you buy like a couch or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the Ambassadors.
I mean, I've heard the name Wayfarer. Not exactly sure what it is. Maybe it's like, to me, it strikes me as something like a person that doesn't like have a home, like he's like a wanderer type person. I don't even know.
Right.
Now I need to look it up.
The Washington Rubies. Look, I know we're doing this later, and we'll do a whole bit on it. I'm not trying to burn it, but the names are just shocking. The Washington Griffins.
I mean, that's terrible.
What are we doing here?
A wayfarer, by the way, is a person who travels on foot. That
All
is
right,
your,
so you got
that's,
it.
That's your definition. But again, it's a horrible name, and it doesn't roll off the tongue. Washington Wayfarers. It's awful.
Is the team going to walk to the stadium from the hotel?
Well,
so getting on a bus.
If they're walking from MGM National Harbor to FedEx Field,
they might be late.
Trust me, that's quite a hike. That's quite a long,
it is.
That's a long way.
Here's some. The Beacons,
terrible.
The Belters,
awful.
What is that, like a play on the Beltway?
It must be.
The
That's
Aces.
Awful.
I mean, these are reprehensible.
Well, they're not going to be.
I know,
those,
they're not.
None of those
I
names
know,
are going to win
I know,
out,
but so. It's just unbelievable. And, of course, they sneak Red Wolves and some of these others. Man, they put out a bunch of different lists. Would they get something them. Like they got into tens of thousands of submissions, right? Of different names.
Who's submitting these?
Fans.
Just fans were.
Just fans.
Donk fans. Yeah.
Well, they're idiots. I mean, just name them the Red Wolves, for crying out loud. Just do it already.
But you can't name them the Washington Rubies.
No.
How does that make any sense?
The Demon Cats.
That's an awful name too.
Yeah, I mean they're just just brutal.
That list is so terrible. I'm honestly surprised Potatoes wasn't on there.
Right. Like Redskin Potatoes.
Like that's how rudimentary
that is. Right. It seems like a joke list, but it's actually real.
Well, they put out so many. Armada. What are the Griff? The Swifts? What's a Swift, Cakes?
I mean, if you're trying to capitalize on the Tay-Tay phenomenon, maybe. I just don't know.
Oh, that's what it is?
I don't know. I mean, I couldn't tell
All
you.
All I could think of, wasn't that, remember they used to break balls for like John Kerry, like the Swift boat controversy, whatever the hell that was.
Right. Maybe that was something dating back to like Vietnam, I believe.
Right. So
like,
maybe that's what they're referring to, though.
I don't
the
know.
The Swifts. Swift boats. There can't be referring to Taylor Swift.
You can't name them Griffins either, because that all you think about is Robert Griffin. You can't do that.
Wow, that's true.
I mean, you just can't. You can't do that. Right. Plus, a Griffin is a weird, like, mythical winged creature. EB doesn't get sized. Can't
name
the
Griffins.
It's not going to be the
Griffins. It's not going to be the Rubies.
It's not going to be any of this crap.
It's not going to be the Rudies. It's not going to be the Swifts. It's not going to be anything like that. None of those are going to win.
I don't know how many of these iterations they sent out.
But. Just Washington Wolves. What's wrong with that? Just name them the Wolves or the Red Wolves. That seems like the best name that we've heard.
I got to tell you, Washington football team's kind of grown on me.
I know. You can have
WFT.
You can have that.
If they had done Washington Football Club at the beginning, I would have been in on that.
Wasn't there one suggestion with eight names in it, drab t-shirt, kind of along the lines of what you liked, Washington Football Club? I think one of the submissions was Washington Capital City Football Club.
Yes. Oh, I mean, there was also First City Football Club.
Okay, does anybody call D.C. the First City?
Not me.
No, but that kind of gives you a perspective a little bit of that they really are thinking hard about this football team, football club, because there were a lot
it
of
keeps
suggestions
coming up.
Along that line.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's got a real shot, Cakes.
I'll say this. Though all of those submissions are way better than anything like Rubies, Griffins, or Wayfarers, or Demon Cats.
Yeah.
I mean, some of those are just ridiculous.
So did the team, I'm lost on this, did the team ask the fans
they sent
for
out
their recommendations?
They've been receiving recommendations, you know, for a year now. Mm-hmm. But they sent out a different list of them. You know, it looks like five or six different lists to season ticket holders for them to vote on, just to kind of see what the where the fans might be lying. I don't know. Looks crazy to me, but I mean, you're also really muddying the waters when you put out like 25 names that you're so-called considering. You're never going to get any sort of consensus, right? I mean, you're never going to get. You know, unless you just put out the 24 of the worst ever.
But they got to sell the merch.
They might have done.
So maybe they do change the name next year just because they want to sell more merch.
You know what they should have
done? We got to imagine some people are holding out, right? They're not going to buy a Chase Young jersey until they for real go all in. But then there are also people that just want one right away, and they don't care. Right.
What they should have done is done what our company did. Just out of nowhere, change the name.
Just drop the nuke on
us. It was just as big of a surprise to us as everybody else.
We had no – did anybody in the room have any inkling that our company was going to switch its name to Odyssey? Because I didn't.
No.
No.
I mean, it was just –
lips were sealed.
Right. It's like, oh, hey, by the way, the entire company brand and image and name is changing, and it's happening in about an hour.
Yeah,
just right. So you guys are aware that it's happening.
And nobody can do anything about it.
They've done a pretty good job as far as like being an employee and like trying to go to my email or something. I haven't really had to learn anything new. It automatically switches me to Odyssey or whatever.
They had everything already mapped out.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, they did a pretty good job.
They had a presentation somehow done that was like 2 hours long that nobody knew about. Yeah, gave it to us.
Well, it tells you that they've been working on this behind the scenes for months, if not a year,
to get
it ready. They were ready when it was ready to launch. They weren't scrambling.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, they didn't have to cave to public pressure like overnight, which is sort of what happened to Washington. Now, Washington's had pressure for years. But it just got to I can't even remember. Was there one tipping point? What was it that finally it was just over and it just had to happen? Was there an incident that happened?
Yeah, it was the fight between Dan Snyder behind the scenes, and then FedEx said they weren't going to sponsor. They were going to pull their name.
Right. That was the tipping point. It was the sponsors. Yeah. And you think it was brought on because the owners. They got pissed off, and then the owners hit up the sponsors. It was like almost like self-sabotage.
Well, Dan was fighting with the owner of FedEx.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I also think that the state of the country last year, that was certainly a factor.
Didn't help. Last summer.
Last summer,
yeah,
right.
For sure.
If you didn't change it or if you didn't abide by certain rules, you're out.
Well, this is what we get. For that, the worst names in the history, maybe, of professional sports.
Well, don't worry. You're not going to have to say those names because they're not going to be named.
Well, they're all terrible. And there's not one that you look at and go, wow, that's a really good one. That'll work. In fact, you know how bad the list is when I keep thinking Washington football team might be the best name of all of them.
Right.
That's a bad list. Then.
Yeah, it's not great. All right, so we'll dive more into that in the 8 o'clock hour. Don't forget, it is Nicholas Backstrom Appreciation Day on 106.7 The Fan. Lots of Caps guests throughout the day. Nicholas Backstrom joins us in just about an hour. He'll be on the show at 7:40. Alan Mays at 8:40. During B. Mitch and Finley, Craig Lachlan at 11:30. Caps GM Brian McClellan is on with the boys at 12:45. And then during Grant and Danny, Joe Beninati's on the show at 4 p.m. And Alex Ovechkin will join Grant and Danny at 4:30. So lots of Caps content throughout the day here on 106.7 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to
other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Congrats go out to Chaz Ridley from D.C., Steve Otis, also from D.C., and Ryan Kozer from Centerville. They each won $1,000 playing the Cash Flash
wow.
on 106.7 The Fan. And your next chance to win a grand in the multi-market contest is coming up this morning at 7 a.m., so be sure to listen to the update at the top of the hour.
Nice.
I believe it's Byron Kerr will give you that Cash Flash word of the day or word for the hour. And you follow his instructions, you could win $1,000 from Odyssey.
Cool, dude.
From Odyssey,
pretty
the
cool.
new company name. Just in case
nice
you're wondering,
for $1,000.
Oh, hell yeah!
Who wouldn't want $1,000 in their pocket?
Ask me if I went to emissions yesterday and got that car checked out.
I know you didn't.
Did you go to emissions
yeah.
yesterday?
Just gonna wait for the fine to come and then you'll do it.
Yeah. Well, somebody then they said that you could actually delay it online. Even after you miss it,
okay.
and somehow avoid the $14 fine. So I'm going to try to navigate that today. Also, I haven't even talked about this. one of the moms that dropped off one of my kids from a practice scraped the front of the X3.
Oh.
Does she know
so
that she did?
Yeah, she called. Did it in the middle of the night. She backed out of the driveway, and I'm parked on the street.
Okay.
She just scraped the bumper.
Oh, she backed out instead of pulling forward. Like your boy
well,
Blake's
I mean,
does.
People,
most
people, do you pull forward or no? It was in the driveway.
I understand. I'm just joning a little bit.
So she pulled into the driveway, backed out, and then
dropped
she's
off the kid.
She
backed out
the car.
At night, okay. scraped the front bumper, and you know.
Can you tell?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's scraped.
Well, she's got to pay for it. She's got to fix it.
Yeah, I know, but I got to deal with it. That's
know,
the thing I care about.
I know, it's a pain in the butt.
Hey, let me
ask you this. Getting back to the emissions thing. Isn't it easier than dealing with it and going online and trying to kick the can down the road? Because you're going to have to do it eventually. Isn't it easier just to drive it to the stupid emission station and get your car tested?
I just loathe it, Cakes.
It's well, nobody likes it. Nobody likes pulling up and being in a line with – seven cars in front of you, and you guys are
correct.
six wide going through. Look, everybody knows the routine. Nobody likes it. But, at some point you're going to do it.
Yeah, I just like to kick the can down the road, Cakes. I don't know what to tell you. I don't like doing it.
I mean, it tilts me beyond, but like now I will wait till the last minute. And sometimes I've had to pay the extra because I've waited past mm-hmm. the date. But it tilts me to stroke that extra $14 or $15 on top of what it is. Tilts me.
I kind
of,
yeah.
At I don't like to
bucks
do it.
Doesn't really tilt me. What tilts me is my Spot Hero deal when they charged me the $140 or whatever when I had already prepaid $36,
right.
and I still have to call Spot Hero to try to work that out. I'm also kicking that can down the road.
You got a lot of car and driving related issues going on.
Yeah.
So many.
Well, cakes,
so
I, many. You know, I told you yesterday I drove all the way to Springfield just to get a state inspection when I could have driven to Leesburg 10 minutes
right.
down the road. Now, the problem is I'm going to have to wait. I didn't want to wait.
Right. Yeah, I get that.
So I went to Springfield because I knew they were going to give me a loaner. So I dropped the truck off.
Yeah.
I let them handle it. And I also had an alignment issue. So
how often do you have to do that? Don't you have to do that in Virginia all the time?
State inspections?
Yeah.
Once a year.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. But there are places.
That's enough to make you want to move.
But there are places that you can do it. They'll just charge you $20. And with Springfield, a priority, it's priorities for life. They do it for free.
Right.
But I also, so I'd rather drive to Springfield, drop off the truck, pick up a loaner for the night, then wait an hour and a half or 2 hours.
Cody, if you have access to
I can't wait. This is just a waste of life to wait.
If you can find the Squeakers Court music, I think it's squarely in session with what Jason has done. And this is embarrassing that I've done it, have done this, but I will continue to do it, especially if I have other checks that need to be put into the bank. Like my wife got sent a check in the mail, some sort of, I don't know if it was a rebate or a refund from something she had ordered. And the check was literally for under $5. It was like for $4.37.
Right.
I'm just a nut. Wouldn't even buy you a meal at McDonald's. Just nubbins.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, that's $4.37 I can put into my account. Now I won't go to the bank just with that check.
You'll wait until you get a bigger one and combine them.
My wife had a check for $100 or whatever.
Yeah.
So I had to fill out the deposit slip and I felt like a real, like, just miser by writing down the $100 check and then underneath that a check for $4.
Well, no, that's
37
okay.
cents. But I'll do
what,
it.
You felt, you
and
felt
I'll continue
bad
to do it.
That you were depositing a $4 check? Well, I mean, of course you are.
I just feel like I'm living on
Nub
Street.
What are you supposed
Street.
To do? Just rip it up?
I know, but it's such a small amount. Like
people do that all the time. If you get a bunch of small checks, yeah,
it's one thing if you just did that.
I don't
that
think there's
check.
Anything to be embarrassed about, Cakes.
Right. It's kind of embarrassing. Now, luckily, I went through the drive-through, and I didn't even deal with the teller. I did the second level of drive-through. I didn't do the drive-through right where the teller is directly on your left. I did the second lane.
The
where
tube?
I have to stick it in the tube, and then they shoot me back the receipt.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Anything I can do for less human interaction is what I'm going to seek
Speaking
out.
Well, first of all, couldn't you just have taken a picture of it? I think that's what my wife does with
I'm
checks
sure,
now.
I'm sure. Look,
I don't do
I'm
that.
Just
I don't
take a picture
it.
Of it.
I'm not quite
it.
As old school as Jason when it comes to banking, but you know, like my
You're
kids
pretty close.
All do, my kids all do that. Of course, they have you know,
yeah.
take the picture. They think I'm a stupid fossil for still going to the bank. But that's
yeah,
the
I don't
way
think
I
you
roll.
Need to go to the bank. I think that's pretty much eliminated now,
right?
Unless you're sized to walk around with cash. Like
I'll
Lurch.
Be honest with you, I don't mind going to the bank because it gets me out of the house.
Yeah,
it's something to do.
Something to do.
Right.
Know, it's a 10-minute drive. You know, I drive. Sometimes I'll keep driving.
Do you like bank robbery movies and that kind of thing? Because you could be the star of one.
Love
going to the bank all the time.
Love me a bank robbery movie. Give me the town all day long. I'll watch it every day.
You mentioned McDonald's, and did you guys also get? I got two gift cards from McDonald's in the mail like 2 days ago. Did you guys get those too?
You did? Maybe I didn't.
Yes.
I'm just sleeping on them. I haven't seen those.
Now, Drabby, I figured that must be from a salesperson. I have
well,
no
McDonald's
idea.
Well, McDonald's advertises, but usually the food gets sent to JP's house.
Uh-huh. But why did I get two gift cards?
I don't know.
Must be a sales thing, right?
Oh, I'm sure.
It's not like a listener sent me two gift cards.
Sometimes
listeners send me stuff.
Do we know the denominations of the gift cards? How much is on
said
gift cards?
How would you know? I have no idea.
Sometimes a gift card will say on the front of it how much is on it.
Yeah, it doesn't say like $25 or anything. Mm. I mean, I have no idea. But if you think I'm not going to go over there and get two cheeseburgers and not eat the bun, you're crazy.
Yeah, I would definitely use that.
I think you're crazy for not eating the bun. Maybe you should eat just one of the buns instead of both.
When we were in Augusta and we were starving after we left, I showed Tom. He was blown away at my expertise at eating McDonald's cheeseburgers without the bun.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get the side that doesn't have the cheese on it, and you just pinch it, and then you keep in the pickle, a little bit of ketchup, which is basically cheating because there's a little sugar in there, and the cheese, and you just pop it in whole, and you can eat two cheeseburgers in about 2 seconds that way. Oh, yeah.
Bickle,
my technique at pummeling cheeseburgers what'd is
you
insane.
Have for dinner last night, Bickle?
What did I have for dinner? Oh, we had leftover Chinese. So my son came by the house yesterday. He did a 20-minute drive-by. He was at the beach quarantining with guys for 10 days.
Yeah.
Because he got caught up in a contact tracing thing.
Right.
So they were just hanging out, doing whatever. And he had to come by and pick up something, some medication. So he wanted food on the way up. So my wife, we ordered dim sum. So we had some dim sum. And he crushed that.
Beautiful.
He went upstairs. He said he needed another Xbox controller. That's how important school is right now.
Right.
And he wanted a skateboard so he could give him something to do so he could skateboard to class because there's really not that much they can do.
Right.
And then he was gone. So he's literally home for 20 minutes. And then he went on the six-hour death march back up to Poughkeepsie.
Right.
So I had
like hell.
Dim sum for lunch and then leftovers for dinner.
Is there any chance a drab T-shirt does dim sum? Strikes me as something he would potentially never do.
I've definitely had it. Not really a fan.
Is dim sum the soup? Is it kind of soupy?
No.
It's like, well, like a million different like appetizers. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like they'll wheel the cart up to your table, and you'll look at the offerings, and you can either say, "Yep, I'll take one or two of those plates," or you'll be like, "I don't know if I want the I don't know if I want that noodle plate." You can keep moving. Silly.
Right. Huh.
We go with Dina's dad, you know, and her parents, and he literally orders everything, and it's one of those deals where if you go for dim sum in a Chinese restaurant or whatever, you can have just sat down. And you'll have 47 plates on your table in 3 minutes.
They throw it on the Lazy Susan in the middle. Then you spin the Lazy Susan around.
Everything from every cart. And you know, you're just pigging out.
It is silly that you don't have to wait for food.
Right.
Yeah, you don't wait.
It's just there.
It just comes. And it comes with a quickness, too. So that's always fun. But, yeah, leftovers.
I had
a lot of leftovers around here.
I had bonefish. And I had bang bang chicken. People don't understand. If you go to bonefish, you got the bang bang shrimp, which is good. But you can also order bang bang chicken, and it's not on the menu. I don't think it's on the menu at most of the
bonefish. Was it like a secret item at McDonald's?
Chicken.
Yeah, you just tell them, instead of the shrimp, can I do the bang bang chicken? And they say, sure. And the bang bang chicken, oh, my God, it's so good.
You're a big fan.
Now, why do you do that instead of the shrimp?
I don't know. I just like chicken better than shrimp.
You do?
I do.
Shrimp depends high in cholesterol. Maybe you're watching your cholesterol, Jason. Maybe that's it.
Are you kidding me? It's fried with the, you know, with the mayonnaise sauce. It's
so
it's
good.
High in cholesterol, I'm sure, but it's so freaking good.
So I'm like almost a month now into keto, and I did it a few years ago. And I you know, I love sweets and I love sauces and stuff. But most of your sauces have a little sugar or something, so it's kind of hard to find things. I found my wife brought home some yum yum sauce, which is pretty low carb, maybe like 2 grams of carbs in it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm now putting yum yum sauce on everything.
It's good.
I'm putting it on my chicken. I'm putting it on eggs. Anything I'm eating, I'm just put some yum yum sauce on
it. I call it num num sauce.
Have you read the label on that though?
I mean, the only thing I've looked at it was the carbs.
The saturated fat's really high.
Oh, it's probably
I think
billion.
For some reason, if you go keto, are you into diet, nutrition, and all that, Cody?
I'm sort of, but I know yum yum sauce will pack on the pounds.
Well,
if you have too much,
it depends on whatever your modality is. I mean, with keto, they it's all saturated fats. I mean, they want you to eat freaking bacon and butter, and that's the whole thing is fat. I mean, it's kind of insane, to be honest with you. But you know, I think I'm down like about almost 14 pounds. So,
hey, it's working. It's working for you.
It works. It works. Now, my cholesterol will be through the roof.
Right.
It'll be 400.
Sure.
It'll be like ROM-like. But I'll be skinny
for.
In my casket
there
when I have that stroke.
Exactly.
I'll be skinny in the casket. Yeah.
Definitely. Don't forget, it's Nicholas Backstrom Appreciation Day here on 106.7 The Fan. Nicholas Backstrom, before he skates in his 1,000th game for the Washington Capitals tonight at Capital One Arena, he will join us coming up at 7:40 right here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.